Hi, this is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. Oh boy, this is exciting today. My guest is Jamie Lee Curtis. Can you believe it? Oh, I just love her. Of all the actresses out there, she is my favorite, and I am so happy that she's going to be on. Of course, everybody loves Jamie Lee Curtis. Her work is so wonderful. She's delightful. And she has this wonderful, wonderful podcast called Letters from Camp. It is a great series, wonderful series for kids. So she's going to be here and talking about that. And I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper, Jamie Lee Curtis. And when she smiles, the sun shines. And when Leroy Jethro Gibbs looks at her, his eyes twinkle. Hello, Jamie Lee.
Oh, aren't you sweet? I'm so sorry, by the way. I'm sorry for being late, and I'm sorry that I only did 5 episodes with Gibbs. I learned something very quickly. The female audience who loved that show did not love that Leroy was with me.
Oh, no, I loved it. You put a twinkle in his eye. Really, I don't think he ever looked so happy as when he was working with you.
Well, I appreciate that, except you have to remember that the female audience wants to believe that at some point in the middle of the night, there's going to be a knock on the door, and Leroy Gibbs is going to show up at their house saying, "I'm sorry, I've got a flat tire. Can I use your phone?" And then they're going to fall in love with him.
That's
so
true.
I did not like that I was there. So,
Well, I was hoping for a spinoff because I think he did look at you as if you had, what is that, if from the podcast that we're going to be talking about, somebody has juicy written on her butt?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness me.
That's
the podcast we're about to talk about is called Letters from Camp. It's a scripted comedy podcast on Audible. It is my third season with the show. I'm the co-creator and the star of the show. And it's about a young girl who goes to summer camp. It's a family comedy. And it's in its third and final season. And this season, our young lead gets bitten by the love bug. A cute boy named Tallahassee Goldman shows up at camp and all the girls lose their minds.
Yes. And I love that in the first episode, I think it was the very first episode where you had that line about juicy written on her butt. And I thought, well, you know, that was pretty good.
Yes. The show is set in 2005. We wanted to avoid social media.
Yes.
So we created a show predating social media, but it's about a coming of age. It's that innocence, that those summers of tweendom that are precious and beautiful, and they are explored in a really powerful way in this lovely, funny family podcast.
It is. And Mookie Hooper going to Camp Cartwright. I think it is such a wonderful, wonderful idea. Everything about it, the voices, the dialogue, everything, the scripts, you've done a marvelous job with it. People listening to it, you get lost in it. I know I kept saying it's an Audible, but I kept seeing it in my head. I just love this series.
Well, I appreciate that. And you hit on the most important thing, which is the writing. You know, if you're going to trust your ears, you don't get to trust your eyes. You have to really have something that holds your interest. And the writer, Boko Half, has just done a great job bringing us back to those early feelings about being a tween and trying to figure out who we are the way that summer camp is only can give you, where you have a new opportunity to figure out who you are.
Well, it's hard to believe that this is the final episode, but, you know, you've given, I think, young people, you've opened their eyes to so much. First of all, for people who haven't been to camp, this is just so much fun to learn all this stuff. And then all of the characters, you're so good. I get such a kick out of you.
Thank you.
It's just wonderful.
Director Sue, the camp director.
Yes. Oh, yes. Everybody wants a camp director like you. It's fantastic.
Well, I appreciate your taking some time to talk about it. Very kind of you.
Well, and of course, Sonny Sandler as Mookie is, wow, what a star.
And she's a young girl. She won the part. She was not a professional actress at the time. She won the part over some very seasoned young actresses, and she will now have a wonderful career if she wants one. She does a great job, but we have other great guest stars: Jake Gyllenhaal, Daniel Radcliffe, Jacob Tremblay this year as Tallahassee Goldman, and myself and Edie Patterson and Kirby Hall-Baptiste are the regular cast. It's a great group of creative people.
It is, and this, you know, I was recently, a few weeks ago, I discovered, and I did not know this, that 50% of Americans read at an eighth grade level.
Wow.
Did you realize that? I was shocked.
No.
I was shocked. I was really shocked because I lived in Europe for so many years, so it never even occurred to me. So that's why I think this series will get kids interested in learning more. Sometimes it is, you know, we started, and I'm sure you did, having my mother telling me stories, reading to me when I was young.
Yeah.
And so many young people don't have that background of hearing those words. And sometimes it just helps to have those words already in your head when you sit down and read a book. It's not then something so foreign to you.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. I think it's going to encourage people. They are pulling me away. They want me to now jump into I hate it because I would talk to you. Where in Europe did you live?
London. I bought a 400-year-old cottage outside of London because I wanted to live near where Jane Austen was born.
Oh, we could do a big Jane Austen conversation. Thank you for your time.
Well, maybe you will one day. You could come back because, you know, I wrote a film for Debbie Reynolds, so I'd like to talk to you about that too.
Wow.
It collapsed because of the 2008 financial collapse. But so we have a lot to talk about. Perhaps you'd come back.
I look forward to it. God bless you. Take good care.
Okay, you too. And wonderful, wonderful show for children. And I will promote it a lot on my program because I think Letters from Camp by Jamie Lee Curtis, everything you do is wonderful, Jamie.
Thank you.
Okay. Get back to with Gibbs. They should do a spinoff. You need to have your own program. Yeah, no, do a spinoff. I thought that was the plan when they did it. I thought the series was going to spin off, and then every once in a while, Gibbs would come and visit you in the night. Okay?
Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye now. Bye. Well, I have to let her go. I know she probably has something where she's, like, on camera, so sometimes the camera things go. Bye-bye.